Now, you write about the prehistoric monuments that they built were created and made with incredible accuracy and using the measurements. How was all that possible in that era?
Well, that's the big point of my current book that's just come out, that my co-author and myself started looking at what is known as the megalithic yard. Now, 5,000 or 6,000 years ago, people were living in the Stone Age in the British Isles and Western Europe. And everybody thinks of them as being sort of Fred Flintstones. And the evidence that they've left behind them are stone circles and so on, like Stonehenge and far older ones, in fact. And they look very rough. But in actual fact, a professor of engineering from Oxford University, Professor Alexander Tom, who spent nearly 50 years surveying over 1,000 of these sites from northern Scotland down to the French coast, found that they used a unit of measurement that was so accurate you can't see, you know, the difference is tiny, 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 and absolutely perfect. And that's a big, big problem, because they were working to tolerances that we could not achieve in any building now with our laser technology. They were working to accuracies that a Swiss watchmaker couldn't work to. How come? You know, and that was the start of our most recent investigation, that there was clearly something wrong. If Alexander Tom was right, and a lot of archaeologists and the majority of archaeologists say he must be wrong because it's so strange and seemingly impossible. So we set out to try and find out what this unit of measurement was, where it had come from, and how they reproduced it. And we succeeded in doing that. And that then opened up a whole treasure chest of information. And what we find is there is a complete system of super science that was in use 5,000 years ago that we can outline completely. You know, we're not just alluding to it, we can lay it out. And it makes our modern systems look stupid, quite frankly.
And does that cross over, for example, into what the Sumerians knew and did in those days? Because you have some knowledge of that as well.
Very much so. The Sumerians are the people that lived in ancient Iraq, effectively, 5,000 years ago. And the ancient Egyptians both took their mathematics and their geometry and their approach to science from this system that was in use before that in the British Isles. And we can track in absolute detail how they used the same approach and technology. And in their oldest records in ancient Egypt and in the land of Sumer, they actually state that these strange people came in from they knew not where, who stood on the side of their civilization and taught them about philosophy, about music, about mathematics, about geometry, that they attribute all of the knowledge of their civilizations, which sprang out of nowhere, to these incoming people that taught them. So where did these people come from? Well, we're not saying it's necessarily the people from the British Isles, but there was obviously a group of super advanced people who were at least teaching the people in the British Isles first,